This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
As NFL news breaks today, we're getting to it. As soon as it comes across the wire on Grant and Danny, we will let you know first. The one big move for the Commanders at this point, D-tackle Javon Kinlaw, who spent last year with the New York Jets, 3 years and $45 million, $30 million guaranteed. Let's go right now to the Rude guest hotline. If it ain't rude, it ain't right. We'll talk to Antoine Staley of the New York Daily News, who covered Kinlaw last year. So first of all, Antoine, thanks for a few minutes. We know you're busy. What kind of player is Washington getting?
You want the truth or you want me to lie to you? So that's what I always tell people when I deliver bad news. Here's what I'll say. It's good and bad with Kinlaw. I'll take you the good first off. Like he had his career high in sacks. I thought he benefited really well with playing next to Quentin Williams. He definitely did play better than I think he did in 23 with the San Francisco 49ers. However, I think the bad part is, like, he missed assignments a lot of times. He also, if you go back and look at the film, I think he committed a lot of boneheaded penalties, was committed tactical fines over the season, too, as well. It was just undisciplined a lot of the times. They're making offside penalties there. So, I mean, if the Commanders could get that cleaned up, then maybe you'll get a decent player. But I was really surprised that they gave him that amount of money, considering the way he played last year, to be quite honest with you. But, you know, maybe he plays well there. But, yeah, he definitely did not live up the expectations with the Jets, that's for sure. And I think part of that was they asked him to gain a lot of weight. They asked him to gain about 30, 35 pounds, and he just looked, you know, really bulky with the weight. So maybe, you know, he becomes a different player there in Washington.
Yeah, you touched on this, Antoine. What was the expectation versus the reality? Like, what did you guys expect when he signed?
Well, I think they wanted a player that could stop the run there. The Jets have had some issues just stopping the run in recent years. I know they finished top five in defense the last few years, but, you know, they had, you know, times where they gave up over 150 yards per game on the ground. And, you know, they expected a guy like Kinlaw that could help with that. And also, you know, take some pressure off Quentin Williams, who, you know, gets double and triple team quite a bit. But there'll be games where, you know, you just didn't notice him out there. And there'll be other games where, yeah, he did have some really, you know, standout games too. I thought he played decently in the finale against Miami. There were some other games where I thought he did, you know, a serviceable job. But, yeah, it just, you know, it was just very uneven throughout the course of the year.
So I want to drill down then specifically on him as a run stopper, because I really believe Washington was 28th in yards per play on the ground. They lost John Allen, their D-tackle, who they waived. They've gotten older at linebacker. They made the right decision probably to bring back Bobby Wagner, but he's going to be, you know, 34 years old, 35 years old. So the question is he the answer to help them get better against the run? It doesn't sound like you think that's a strength.
I do not. But I do think maybe in a committee role there, like, again, like, watching the defense is a little bit different than what the Jets like to do there. But so maybe that might, you know, benefit him there. But, yeah, it just clearly wasn't a really good fit for him. And I think also, you know, after they fired Robert Saleh, you know, to be fair, things just kind of unraveled with the Jets, too, from, you know, locker room perspective, also on the field. I mean, they started out 2-3, and they fired Saleh, and they only finished 5-12. They only won three more games after that. So it wasn't just him that didn't play very well. I think a lot of people didn't necessarily play very well for the Jets last year either. So, again, like, maybe that change of scenery will help him. But, yeah, he definitely was not the run stopper that I think a lot of people anticipated for sure.
Is there thought that, you know, he actually had some pass rushing ability, but it wasn't being utilized? I'm just thinking of, you know, if you gain weight, maybe you lose some of the quickness and some of the disruption he might have been able to do. Give me a thought there.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, too. I think, you know, him gaining, because he said he came into training camp about over 330, and he gained a lot of weight very quickly. And I actually asked him point blank, I was like, how did you gain so much healthy weight that quickly? And he basically said his girlfriend would make him chicken breast and, you know, had him on a special type of meal, and, you know, that enabled him to gain so much weight. But yeah, I think that was the downside of him gaining that weight is, like, he just wasn't as fluid as I definitely saw. Remember him, especially in South Carolina, especially his early days with the 49ers too, you could just tell that the weight was affecting him a little bit differently there. So I'm really interested to see how he comes into the Commanders as opposed to what he did with the Jets last year.
Antoine Staley, New York Daily News. We know you're busy. Thanks for carving out a couple of minutes for us.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate a quick, rapid reaction there to what's going on with Javon Kinlaw to Washington. I would go as far as to say, if you're keeping score at home, he does not think that Javon Kinlaw should have gotten $15 million from the Commanders.
Pretty common sentiment among those that have covered the Jets. You know, obviously nothing went right there last year, so you know, no one's going to have a great opinion or taste in their mouth as to, you know, that plane crashed into the mountain and it was a disaster. But, man, it's just some of the tweets and some of the folks that are covering it have not been kind, I would say, to that signing.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.